Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model-strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. At the top of the show, we played San Cisco, Awkward.
Now, Jade, the social, very, very sociable end-of-year party situation is awkward for you.
Mm-hmm. It is always awkward for me, Dave, yes.
We are now entering a period of many Christmas parties.
Yeah, and how many Christmas parties is too many, Dave? Like, at what point can I say no? And also, like, I, for whatever reason, seem to have a lot of friends. And my girlfriend is also has her birthday around Christmas time too. So I feel like there's so much going on in December, and I'm actually about to go overseas. I don't want to ruin the radio magic because, you know, Different Strokes will go on without me. But I'm about to go overseas, and
there'll be more socializing happening.
Well,
over there.
And basically, I've been looking at my schedule, and I've got absolutely no time to myself between now and when I leave.
Now, as a self-confessed introvert, mm-hmm. it's very important for you to have your own space.
I need Jade time.
You need Jade time. Mm-hmm. I think that's reasonable. Whether you're an introvert, extrovert, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Is that some quote?
Unfortunately. Yeah. If you don't get it, Jade, I'm going to explain it to you off air because I don't want to go into it right now.
Okay, cool.
If you've watched X Factor Australia, you know what I'm talking about. But, Jade, it's very important, regardless of, you know, whether you're outgoing or not, to have your own space and time. And I feel like with the end of year party situations, it's very hard. And mm-hmm. now that I'm working full time, I'm very, very appreciative of any free time I have. In fact, any free time I have is dedicated to my blog anyway, so it's not really having a time off. I am looking forward to the Christmas break so I could do nothing.
Yep.
And of course, that is not an option when you've got family get-togethers mm-hmm. and things of that nature.
Well, Dave, my workplace has had like 4 different Christmas parties.
Isn't that weird? They have the social club Christmas party.
Yeah.
Then they have the, you know, general work organized Christmas party.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure like different departments will want to get.
And then there's just random ones, you know, that pop in from now. And it's just, it's too much,
it's
Dave.
It's too much socializing and yeah. it's too much eating as well.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you trying to do to my body?
Well, I mean, you know, on Sunday, this Sunday coming, Dave, I've got no time to myself because I'm going from one party to another. And anyone who knows me quite well will know that if I've got a party on a day, I have to like not see anyone for the entire day until the party starts.
Because you're a lot like Celine Dion before she performs.
I find I get mentally exhausted if I've like had a very social day and then, you know, I have to have a social night. Like by the time I get the social night, I'm sitting there yawning like, can we watch some Parks and Rec now?
Look, that sounds like an ideal social situation for me. So if you're ever caught in that situation, just call me over.
Yeah.
Now, on tonight's show, Jade, you're going to talk about Plants vs. Zombies, mm-hmm. this app situation that's quite popular.
It's quite popular, yes.
Yeah, I would say quite a lot of people play it.
Yeah.
I'm going to review Rebecca Ferguson's debut album, Heaven. Mm-hmm. It's not out in Australia. I don't know if it will ever get released in Australia, but never say never.
Yeah.
Going to review it anyway. And Jade, you're going to talk about Happy Endings, mm-hmm. the TV series.
Yes, I am.
Now, I'm not convinced. I've been told I'm wrong and I should get on with it. You're about to convince me.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, well, hopefully. I thought you liked this show, Jade.
Let's keep some mystery, Dave.
Let's keep a bit of mystery for the segment. Yeah. Because I thought you were on board with this and you were going to convince me that happy endings is good.
I don't know if I agree to that, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
Let's continue.
Debate.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, I remember, must have been early this year or even late last year, this new show started called Happy Endings, and I'd heard about it airing in America. It wasn't on here or anything. And so I watched the pilot, and I was like,
not convinced.
Yeah, I was not convinced after that. And then just recently in the last month or so, it started airing here in Australia on Channel 7, and people started actually tweeting about it and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll go back, you know, because I realised, Dave, that a lot of times on this show I talk about shows that aren't actually on air here. So yeah. I wanted to give something a chance that was on air here.
Something that's current.
Yes.
Give something back to the people.
Yeah, exactly. So we could all, you know, have at least seen it and have, you know, a mutual discussion about whether it was in fact a good show. And so I've gone back and I've watched it, and obviously I've only been able to watch the first four episodes. I'll give you a bit of background on the show, Dave. So it's a group of friends. There's six of them.
Oh, how much like Friends?
There is a bit more diversity than Friends because, you know, it's not just six white people.
Oh, great. Here we go. Is there a gay up in there?
There is a gay up in there.
Oh, okay.
But he is... I'm okay with the gay character, Dave, because... and his name is Max, because he is not a stereotypical TV gay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, before I tried to burp on air, I was just trying to say, I saw a little bit of Happy Endings, and I didn't know that there was a gay up in there.
Yeah.
I did not know. So the show, nonetheless, didn't really appeal to me from what I could see.
Mm-hmm.
It just, the sitcom-y style just didn't speak to me. The style of humour didn't speak to me, but Jade... I know there's a lot of comparisons, you know, to Friends.
It is getting compared a lot to Friends, and it does kind of have, like, a lot of relationship-y style sitcoms comparisons too, because the first episode, the pilot episode, that two of the friends, Dave and Alex, are about to get married, and Alex walks out on Dave and leaves him at the altar. And so because they're this group of friends, they're now having to, you know, decide, you know, the other four that are left behind are having to decide, are they going to pick sides, or, you know, there's kind of all this awkward stuff going on about, are they going to have to hang out separately? So it's, I mean, I've watched the four episodes, Dave, and it's got potential, but for me, I'm not hooked.
Look, a lot of people have... I tweeted about this yesterday and I said, look, it does look a bit cringe vom.
Mm-hmm.
And some people
That's stronger than I feel about it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Because, okay, here's the situation. It looks too jockey to me.
Yeah.
The sense of humour and all that. I'm not a big Gilmore Girls watcher, but I feel like if you appreciate Gilmore Girls, you might like this. Do you see where I'm going with this, mm-hmm. Jade? It's Happy Endings is not speaking to my mind, body or soul.
Yeah.
It's not up my alley, but... Yeah, some people have said that some of these actors have had backgrounds in, like, you know, Saturday Night Live, and,
yes.
You know, that they're actually quite funny people. So and they're saying, Dave, you should give it a chance.
Yeah, well, I've been reading some reviews of it too, and there are people who are saying, you know, they weren't attached to it initially, but as a season, it's now in season two in the US,
yeah.
So it's obviously good enough to get a second season. But they've said as season one went on, they found themselves getting more interested in it and actually finding it a bit better, whereas pilot episodes, though, are notoriously weak. So
yeah, that's the thing. But you've seen four episodes. What is it about your first impressions of this show that just didn't work for you? What is it?
I feel like it's trying... Sometimes it just feels like it's trying too hard.
Mm.
You know, and you're not actually getting... It's like they're trying to... get too much. I haven't actually got enough character development yet.
Yeah, you're only four episodes in, so
yeah.
Look, to save yourself the embarrassment of writing the series off without really watching it, I think you and I should just file this under to be continued.
Yes.
Because I sense that Happy Endings is going to be around for at least another year or so. So I think you and I should probably check it out and see how we go with it. Because
yes.
The first impressions aren't always great. And, you know, we're not the only ones in a world thinking this. But the difference between you and I and people who have stuck with the series is that they've seen the light at the end of the tunnel. It does get better. Things, yeah, it does get better in season one and possibly even season two as well. So, Jade,
yes,
we're going to stick with it.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, that boy James has tweeted us and he says, stick it out on Happy Endings. Episode 5 is the turning point.
Well, Jade, there you go. Incentive enough.
Yeah.
Our one listener is telling us that this is going to work.
Yeah.
So we should stick with Happy Endings.
I mean, that boy James normally has good taste. So, you know, that
it's
gives
a given.
Me hope. That gives me hope.
Okay. If it's good enough for that boy James, it's good enough for you.
Yeah.
And it's good enough for me.
Yep.
Jade, an album that really didn't require much growing on because it was just instantly magnificent upon impact on my ears.
Really?
Is Rebecca Ferguson's debut album, Heaven.
Okay, so who is she?
Rebecca Ferguson is UK X Factor's runner-up in last year's series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was a fave of mine from the beginning. At first, I thought, okay, this girl's not going to make it because in the audition, she sang with her head, you know, down and staring at the floor. I'm like, that's not the X Factor. I don't see anything happening right here. I mean, sweet girl. I mean, she's only in her early 20s and she's a single mom of two.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked classy. She turned up at the audition with her hair did and she had pearls.
Mm-hmm.
Classy, classy girl from Liverpool. And I thought, really, I think her self-confidence and, you know, how shy she is going to get in the way of her going far in a competition. What did I know? She came second in the series.
Mm-hmm.
She really did blossom.
But people get behind the story too, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't have a sob story or anything. She was just genuine and sweet, and people just liked her because she was sweet.
Yeah.
And, not to mention her voice, unique, special, soulful voice.
Mm-hmm.
How many unique vocalists are there out there, really? I mean, when I think of unique vocalists, I think of voices that you instantly recognize on the radio or wherever you are. You know is that person. There's no other artist in the world that could possibly sound like them. People like Anastasia, mm-hmm. Macy Gray, probably not the best examples of necessarily likable vocalists, but they are unique nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Ferguson, to me, is one of those artists. She's got that soul and that beautiful texture to her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do find her a bit dull because she mainly sings those kind of slow down tempos.
Yeah.
In any case, look, that is her branding. I mean, not every artist is going to be able to do, you know, five different types of genres and make it work. In fact, if you're doing a bit of everything, chances are you're not doing anything correct.
Yeah.
So
stick with what you're good at.
Stick with what you're good at. And that's something that Rebecca did throughout the series. And, you know, that's really hard on the X Factor, Jade, because every single week you get thrown a different theme.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can confuse your fans if you go too hard in one musical direction and the other. So I've learned that there is a strategy to it if you're an X Factor contestant. You got to build your artistic angle early on and stick with it,
mm-hmm.
which Rebecca clearly did. Now, her album Heaven is exactly like what fans of, you know, her on the series would expect it to be. It's warm, it's organic, it's soulful. I think if you're a fan of Corinne Bailey Rae, if you like Duffy's music even, you like Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
She's insisted, get this, Jade, she's insisted to co-write the entire album.
Ooh.
She didn't want to be given songs. She said at first when she started working on the album, her record label would just source music for her and tell her to go and record it. And then she cracked it and she didn't want it.
Yeah.
So she insisted to co-write everything. How do you feel about that, Jade? Does that make you respect an artist more if you know they've written every single track on their album? Is that something you look for? Does that scream credibility to you, Jade?
Look, I mean, to me, it screams invested. Like, you know,
that's a good way to put it.
It. Like, you know, she obviously feels like that she wants it to be her and authentic to her, and for her to connect to something properly, she wants to be that involved. I know there are people who have machines that write for them.
And this is my stance on it, Jade.
Yeah.
As a pop artist, you don't always have to write your own material. Mm-hmm. That is the truth, according to me, because everyone has a place in the industry. You know, your strength might be singing. Mm-hmm. You might not be a very good writer. Don't insist on writing your own material if it's going to turn out rubbish. Do you want to sell any records? Mm-hmm. Question. Do you want to sell any records? Why don't you leave it to proper songwriters who can write something? Now, here's the deal. If you are one of those artists that maybe aren't very good at songwriting, work with like a really great songwriter. Work with a really great producer who can kind of serve as an editor. Because, mm-hmm. you know, as writers, even if you're not writing music or writing songs, as writers, you know, we have our own ideas about something. You need to work with someone who can bring out the best in you. So if you really insist on writing your own material, make sure you pair up with someone who's great.
Yes.
So, and Rebecca has thankfully paired up with some very good songwriters for this album. She worked with Egg White, who's written stuff for Adele, Will Young, Fraser T. Smith, who's done stuff for Claire McGuire, Ellie Goulding. So I don't have as much of a problem with artists insisting that they write their own material. It's just that you got to understand that it's not everything.
No.
It's not going to buy you credibility necessarily, you know? You can say you've written a song yourself, but it could be rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
Or you could say you've written the song and not really written it.
No. Oh, okay, shade. You want to bring Beyonce into this?
You're the one who mentioned her by name. I've said nothing.
I see that look on your face. You're trying to shade Beyonce. Oh, yeah, I changed a word. I'm getting a third. So some standouts from Rebecca Ferguson's album. The single, Nothing's Real But Love, mm-hmm. which I'm going to play later. That's sensational. Glitter and Gold, one of the album tracks that actually sounds like something CeeLo Green would put out.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting Suspicions is another great album track. It's very moody, blues-style music with a very 90s heavy hip-hop beat.
Mm-hmm.
And it just works. It just instantly takes you back to the 90s when, you know, a lot of pop music was trying to do that kind of fusion with hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rebecca's album, you know what they say, Jade, the runner-up always does better than the winner.
Yep.
Boom, it's happened for her. According to Amazon, Heaven had the biggest amount of pre-orders for any 2010 UK X Factor contestant, winner included.
Yep.
Now, Rebecca's album debuted at number 3 in the UK this week. She sold over 128,000 copies in the first week. The winner, Matt Cardell, sold over 70,000 copies in his first week. Boom. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
Boom. Rebecca Ferguson just mopped up your career. She came out, she mopped it up. You're gone. You're finished.
He might, you know, have a comeback at some point.
The only comeback he needs to do is to the back of the doll. I'm sorry, just back of the queue. Back
I
of the
take
queue.
Take it, you were not a fan.
I mean, he was fine. Matt Cardell is fine, but he's just so boring.
Yeah.
I'm just not for... you know, I'm not a big consumer of male singers anyway, so it doesn't help if they're boring.
Yeah.
You're not inspiring me to listen.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, I'd heard about this app for a while, but of course I avoided it like the plague. I have a habit now of trying to do that because I am well aware of my addictive personality when it comes to using apps.
So the ones that are increasingly popular, the one that everyone's got and, you know, the one you've known everyone has fallen for.
Yeah, I know need to avoid like the plague. You know, I have the same thing about Farmville. I won't ever play Farmville on Facebook.
Because you know it will come to that stage where, yeah, you won't be on air. You won't be present on air.
No. You thought it was bad when I did the Grindr app, Dave. Oh,
Jade,
it would be much worse than that.
That was so bad when you were cruising in the studio while we were live on air.
It worked out good for both of us. Anyway, Dave, so Plants vs. Zombies. The game actually started on computers, and you can play it on computers, and is available on every gaming console there is, in addition to being in app format. So, you know, if you're not a smartphone user, you can in fact still play Plants vs. Zombies. But effectively the game is so simple, Dave. There are a stack of zombies and you have your little house and you're trying to stop the zombies to get from getting into your house, and there are lanes, and to do that, you know, through your backyard, and to do that, you'll put in a variety of plants, and the plants will go ahead and attack the zombies in a variety of different ways. So, for example, there's ones that plants that shoot peas that will knock off the zombies' heads. There's, you know, there's fire-breathing ones. There's ones that will drag it underwater, drag the zombie underwater, and drown it. There's other ones that will stomp on it. So
sounds like fun.
It is good mindless fun. And you know, each time, you know, each level you go up, you get, you know, there are new plants that are available to use, and basically there is a bit of skill involved, because you do have to, in terms of picking the right combination of plants to ensure that you beat the zombies, and where you actually place them in the lanes. It is like, you know, Dave, I found myself kind of just sitting there addictively trying to get through level after level after level.
And we've talked about this as well, Jay, that sometimes with games and with apps, the simpler it is, the better. But I think if you want to really keep people engaged, you got to have some sort of level of strategy.
Yeah.
There's got to be something that people can work towards.
Yeah, well, and, you know, and it gets harder and harder, and there's, you know, more zombies coming at you, their tolerance is up, you know, there's different obstacles in your way.
What I want to know with this is, because I don't have a smartphone, I don't play with apps and things like that. I'm too grown for that, Jade, basically. What I want to know is, how big is this with people that generally play with apps? Is this as big as Angry Birds? Because, you know, Angry Birds is like cult status now.
Angry Birds is cult status. I would say Plants vs. Zombies is getting towards that. You know, they've started to bring out the related merchandise. There is the Plants vs. Zombies board game, and there are Plants vs. Zombies lottery tickets.
Insane.
So I think we might see over the next year or so that to continue to grow. And if so, Dave, we will claim it as a Different Strokes bump.
Oh God, here we go. This is what we're going to do by the time we get to the end of the year, you guys. Jade and I are going to talk about the things that have experienced a Different Strokes bump.
Yes.
Which means that we've talked about, you know, either the website, the music, or a TV show. If after we've talked about it and it got successful, it's a Different Strokes bump.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to believe, you know, nothing to do with the fact that, you know, the just got popular.
Yeah.
We like to think it was because of us.
Yeah, so listen out for that.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.